This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Happy New Year. Didn't you say this was the year you were going to go see more theater in LA? You should. And here's some theater I'm looking forward to in 2012. First up, performance finally gets its moment in the Pacific Standard Time Art Extravaganza. Running from January 19th through the 29th, the Performance and Public Art Festival is presenting work that's all over the map, artistically and geographically. Spanning from Long Beach to Pomona and from a composition by Lou Reed to a performance by Vaginal Davis, it's going to be a mixed bag. But there's a piece at Santa Monica Airport with 25 tons of dry ice. Do you really want to miss that? Last year's Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Clyburn Park by Bruce Norris, takes its inspiration and setting from Lorraine Hansberry's 1959 classic, A Raisin in the Sun. Center Theater Group is producing Clyburn Park at the Taper and A Raisin in the Sun at the Kirk Douglas Theater. It's a rare chance to see the two back to back. Heading down to South Coast Repertory is a festival that's a sort of best of LA's small ensemble theater. With works from Poor Dog Group, Theater Movement Bazaar, and the Monkey Wrench Collective, it's going to be a great chance to see work you may have missed in LA. Make sure to catch Poor Dog Group's The Internationalists in March. The Geffen's production of Beth Henley's The Jacksonian is set in a seedy motel down south. The Goodman Theater's artistic director, Robert Falls, leads a cast headed by Ed Harris, Glenn Headley, Bill Pullman, and Amy Madigan. It opens in February, and it'll be classic Geffen. On the more avant-garde and physical side, the Boston Court Theater in Pasadena is kicking off their season with a new piece by Theater Movement Bazaar called The Treatment. Tina Cronus and Richard Alger bring a dancer's precision to dry, witty texts produced with an aesthetic that's as much about your ears as your eyes. The Treatment is their adaptation of Chekhov's short story Ward 6, but if their last piece, Anton's Uncles, is any indication, don't expect a musty old Russian play. Cornerstone Theater Company has just started their next five-year project, The Hunger Cycle, exploring what feeds us. One of their first residencies pairs playwright Lisa Loomer with the Homegirl Cafe and explores the connection between gang life and food. My last pick for the spring is the Dutch theater company Wunderbaum at the Red Cat in downtown L.A. This is the third time Wunderbaum's come to Red Cat, and I've been blown away by their two previous visits. In April, they're mashing up the music of rock trio Tuki Delphine and Werner Herzog's Encounters at the End of the World. I have no idea what the piece will be like, but I'm going. What'd I miss? Add your picks for theater in L.A. in 2012 and get information on all these shows at kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on L.A. theater for KCRW.